Medrash and Vayikra Rabba teaches that whoever is mekayim the mitzvah of chalitz, as if he is mevatel negates the mitzvah the iser of avodah zarah. Whoever is mevatel the mitzvah of chalitz, as if he's been mekayim avodah zarah. So let's try to understand Medrash. What's the relationship between the mitzvah of chalitz, kima mitzvah of chalitz, and bittul avodah zarah, and also vice versa? That person doesn't fulfill mitzvah of chalitz, it's as if he's fulfilling, and as if he's upholding avodah zarah. So take a step back. Let's just think about what avodah zarah believes in, or Christianity. A big theme of Christianity is that they don't separate the spirituality. They separate their spirituality and the physicality. And if you're spiritual, it can't be physical. If it's physical, it can't be spiritual. And we find this by avodah zarah in general. Now, when it comes to all the avodah zarah, they don't have to be holding the temple. But when it comes outside of the temple, they can do whatever they want. And that's a fundamental basis for avodah zarah. But when it comes to Judaism, it's the complete exact opposite. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, we integrate both the spirituality and physicality together, and even the physicality can be governed by spirituality. So whoever's in kind of the mitzvah of challah, which is the mitzvah about, it's all about gashmius, it's all about physicality, a person negates avodah zarah, because he's showing that the avodah zarah, which is all about separating ruchnius and gashmius, he doesn't believe in it. And on the flip side, if a person negates the mitzvah of challah, then he's showing that there's a bifurcation between physicality and spirituality, and he's upholding the mitzvah of the iser of avodah zarah. And this explains why the mitzvah of challah, it's a lashon of chulin, of chol, because a person, by fulfilling the mitzvah of challah, he is taking the chol and turning it to mitzvah. Even the chulin, even the mundane of a person can also be a mitzvah. And lastly, this is also the notion that the meraglim didn't realize, and why we need specific mitzvahs at the end of the parsha. The Sas Emes points out that at the end of the parsha we find three specific mitzvahs: the mitzvah of Nesachim, the mitzvah of Challah, and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So what's the common denominator between these mitzvahs? Sas Emes explains that all these mitzvahs are about taking something physical and then turning them into spiritual. Right? In Nesachim, you're taking the wine, elevating it for a mitzvah. By Challah, you're taking Chulin, Chol, and using it for the mitzvah of challah. And lastly, about tzitzis, right? It's about the begadim, about the tzemer, and you're using that for mitzvah as well. And the meraglim, the Zohar Kodesh teaches that the meraglim want to live a life in the midbar, which is just tachas kanfei shekhinah. They didn't want to enter Eretz Yisrael when it'd be about gashmius and artzias. And therefore, the message that we had to receive at the end of the parsha was that no, even ruchnius can be perceived through the gashmius. Even physicality is also an expression of the Ratzon of Hashem. It is also the Ratzon of Hashem. Specifically, these mitzvahs are the ones that we received at the end of the parsha, and the mitzvah of challah in particular highlights this yisod because it's the lashon of chol. Challah is chulin, in that even the chulin can be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.